I give you praise, Father, for you have revealed them to the childlike. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Brethren, in this passage which we have here today at the beginning from Isaiah 11, it's one of the key passages that we meditate upon for this whole season of Advent. It's very, very important to us. In fact, the whole book of Isaiah is, because Isaiah speaks so beautifully of who Christ is. Not just Christ when he is to come in Christmas and take on flesh, but Christ throughout the whole of his life. And so it's always been said that to be a person of Jesus, to be a person who really knows who he is, we have to be a person of Isaiah, because he speaks so much about him in his prophecies. What we see here is this beautiful passage. There's a lot of things to point out, but where he says, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and of strength, of knowledge, of fear of the Lord, of delight, all these things. So what he's getting here is he's getting at all these gifts, which are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, we don't have them in their fullness here that we understand, and you find them in another place. But when we look at them here, how does our Lord Jesus have the Spirit that he has here? The reason is revealed within the gospel that we have. Because what does he do? He remembers that God is his Father. And he allows himself to be not childish, but childlike. And to recognize that he receives everything from the Father. And so that's how you and I take hold. Young Fabian is preparing to receive his confirmation, to receive the fullness of the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the only way he's ever going to have full use of them is if he allows himself to be childlike, to recognize that God is his Father, to recognize that he can have the same exact relationship that Christ Jesus has with God the Father, because he is also the Son of God the Father. And it's the same for each of us. For us to be able to have that intimate relationship with the Father means that we can be heir to those sevenfold gifts, and they can blossom forth within us. And so too, by living in that manner, Christ is truly reborn within us. And isn't that the great grace of Advent and Christmas? We prepare the way of the Lord within our souls so that he may march forth, and from the stump which is our broken humanity, that bud may bud forth, which is Christ Jesus himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.